Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday attunement service. My name is Cease, for those of you who, I think pretty much everybody on here knows me, but good to be with you tonight. My friend Gary Goodhue will be focusing the service with me tonight. So just good to be here in this container, ending this day with each other. I'm gonna go ahead and open the space up here. We'll do an opening prayer. I'll invite us all just to get centered. I know getting here now in this moment would feel really good. So let's just take a breath. Deep cleansing breath, centering in. Let us go ahead and close our eyes and go into prayer. As I simply center into this moment and feel this field of love that is already beginning to build. For I know that we are connected. We are all part of one infinite life, one mind, one heart. And so in this moment, as we come together for this service, I simply know that the spirit of that Heavenly Father, the Divine Mother, that great spirit of life is right here and now present. It is breathing us into being, for we are it and it is us. And so I know that this spirit of love is established, present, flowing freely, and it blesses this time. It is that spirit of love that I know right here in this moment we're all opening to, allowing ourselves to be held, guided, and uplifted in this time together. And so I just give thanks for it. I give thanks for this knowing. I give thanks for this time. I give thanks for the love that is shared here and now in this time together. And so I just release it now into that law of creation and know that it is done. And so it is. Amen. Thank you all for coming into that space. That prayerful space and centering in. So this evening, we'll be doing a dive into something we've kind of been working with these last few days. The theme that Gary and I are working with tonight is deepening in our ability to truly love and see ourselves in one another. So that is our theme for this evening. And as before we move into that deeply, I thought it'd be kind of nice to sing a song together. Of course, we will do this with the mute button on. I'm going to have Jim go ahead and pull up this video. And to further take us into this spirit of things, for me, this song speaks of the ways in which we move together as humanity, the ways in which we relate to each other. And there's a certain spirit, a certain essence that this song brings with it that I feel would really fit our theme for this evening. So before we dive into more of the theme and go down that path, I'd really just like to further bring in that essence. If Jim, you wanna go ahead and pull up this song, we're all familiar with it. It's called Lean On Me. Lean On Me by Bill Withers, the late Bill Withers. I'll invite us all just to put our mute button on and sing along because we know this song and bring to mind people in your life. Imagine yourself singing this to a person or receiving this from a person, wherever you're at, whatever you're experiencing right now in this life right now. Let us welcome the spirit of this song.
tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me if you need a friend.
Thank you, Jim. I love that song. It makes me, as I was singing it, I was thinking of the people in Sunrise Ranch and just like a little bit of a theme song, because it feels like there are these precious moments when I see each other just being of service to one another. Somebody needs something, someone's right there with this loving kindness. So thanks for singing along. And now, you know, we've been going through quite an attunement over the last few days. For those of you who were with us on Saturday for the Attunement with Source program, and then the last couple of days at Sunrise Ranch, we've been deepening our attunement and really exploring some things. And of course, whenever we do that, things get moving, energy starts flowing. So tonight, like I said before, we're just deepening. Our theme is deepening in our ability to truly love and to truly see not only the world around us, but ourselves. So the deepening in our ability to do that. And so much has been covered in the last couple of days. And so much, I mean, just think about it. Last Wednesday, what was happening in the world? You know, and we've had this whole piece around what's happening in the greater field in the United States, all the unrest and how we stay steady in this. So being in this expansion of attunement together over these last several days has been really powerful to consider. And as we move into this tonight, it's that invitation that we all have to just allow and to let ourselves go there, you know? In this deepening aspect of attunement, so much has been really revealed to me, a deeper understanding, you know, of attunement, even as a consciousness practice, you know, like really using that as a practice. What I've noticed for myself is this ability to use the power of my mind in a constructive way. And with attunement also this new ability to be more in tune, and we're ever growing in that, we're ever expanding in that. So there's only one way to go, and that's deeper, wider, together and within ourselves. So I'm just really grateful to be considering these things tonight, and how we work with consciousness, how we work with attunement, having a deeper way of seeing, you know, even that practice of attunement. So tonight, I hope by the end, we're all feeling tuned in to our ability to see with that single eye, and that ability to truly be the blessing that we came here to be. So I'm going to go ahead and invite Gary to go ahead and talk a little bit more into this subject from his perspective. And I'll welcome you now, Gary.
Thank you, Cece. Hi, everybody. So good to see all the faces out there. I wanted to come into this time and do two different things, really. One, share my perspective, my understandings, share my mind, and then also share my experiences, my learning, share my heart. And I have a very critical mind. Like I like critical thinking. I like to figure things out. I always excelled at like language and math. I love math. I think math is beautiful. It's just so simple. There's equations and things are exactly the way they are, and it works. And if it doesn't work, then you go back to your equation and tweak it until it does. And it's just like a beautiful thing. And language is just so perfect and exact. So whenever I'm learning about something, that's where my mind first goes. And I go into like critical thinking, I meditate on it until stuff comes to me. So when I think about attunement and what that is, I came up with a definition. A definition that is, attunement is the process of coming into a vibrational resonance. So like a harmonic match with vibration. Attunement is coming into that. To attune is to be in resonance. So it's the process of coming into that space. And then what happens from there is you are that space. Once that's been like, that vibration is merged. And so, you know, the highest vibration possible, what is our own inner higher spirit. It is love. It is the creator essence. And so the more we come into a resonance with that vibration, the more we are in attunement with the source of life, love, and all that is. And then whatever happens from there. So I also see it as attunement is kind of like this, it's kind of like the one law. It's this working of where we respond to an energy and move through this process of coming into a space of radiating as the energy with which we're responding to. And so I see that in the process of attunement, the energy practice, where the server, the practitioner, is moving into harmonic resonance with the spirit of life that they're connected to within, and then inviting the receiver, the other person, into a place of responding to their energy and letting that energy be radiated and letting the cells of the body respond to it. And thereby, like, a healing takes place. And we can all do this ourselves, but so few out there really maybe are aware or have been taught or whatever connected to that source of life within. And so as one that is aware and able to establish that connection, there's the responsibility of service to be that point for others. And then an attunement is possible in that way. And yet we can attune to everything, anything and everything is energy in a way. And there's this word within attunement of tune. And there was this teaching that David shared back in my earlier days of FSE that I really loved. And it was that of a radio and all these radio stations. And you just tune. You turn the little dial and you tune into a particular frequency. And now you're listening to that frequency. And what's coming is able to, like, move into your consciousness and work with your energy. And you can even come into a space of alignment with that frequency where you're singing and dancing along to the music. Or if you don't like it, you can tune to another frequency and open up your awareness to receive those vibrations or whatever is available in that particular frequency channel. And so if that's, like, how energy works, if that's how even more than, like, so much of creation works, there's all these energies available that are radiating, existing at a particular vibration, and whatever I'm tuning into and then paying attention to, I begin to move into a resonance with that. And then before you know it, I'm actually giving the message that I'm receiving from the radio station that I'm tuning into. I'm singing along, you know, and it also follows another phrase that I really love is where your attention goes, your energy flows, and that thing grows. You know, these are, like, different ways of saying, like, how, as I tune in, as I give my response, as I pay attention to something, I'm moving into a vibrational harmony, resonance with that, and allowing that into me. And then, you know, that is what comes out of me. And so that's what comes up for me when I think about attunement. And I try to put it in a little mathematical equation for my critical mind, for my critical thinking, so that I can, like, have some understanding. Oh, here's how it works, because I love doing that. It's me. And in fact, I spend more time doing that, trying to figure something out and, like, classify it and put it in a box sometimes, than I do with actually having the experience and feeling into it. It's true. It's an issue. There you go. I give myself up. In fact, that's part of the next thing I want to share with you as, like, an example of how I work attunement in my own experience. I want to share with you what's on my learning edge right now. For in the past 24 hours, I've had two different experiences come to me where a person has reflected to me once that I was being judgmental. And I didn't see it. I couldn't see it. I didn't see how I was doing that. And so it was almost like an automatic dismissal came up for me. And I was like, no, let me just explain myself and then talk here and over here and I'll just smooth it out and all is okay. And, you know, whatever. That's, I don't know what that was, but I was just trying to define things with my mind. I was all up in the mind, not in the heart. Not having a feeling experience, and that's where I could have met the energy, but I wasn't meeting. I wasn't matching up. And then at another time, it was reflected back to me that I was being critical. And I just, you know, admitted I have a critical mind. That's where that is coming from. Like, it's become a strength almost where I rely upon it. But what was happening in this moment was criticalness, or looking for, to be able to define some vision, that was not what was needed. What was needed was being in a feeling place, a connection in that way. What was needed was an ability to receive. And what actually ended up happening is I busted the substance, let's say. There was a substance that was being built, and I dissipated it through my going into the mind and like critically looking and figuring things out. And I know that's what happened, because when I was called on it, I started getting emotional and reactive. And that was my first sign of like, something's going on here. I just like got upset and snapped, and there's something here for me to look at. That just happened actually not too long ago, that I was also received another reflection about that was what was going on for me. And at first I didn't want to look at it. I didn't want to. It's almost like I was responsible for creating the scene that I didn't like. And it was almost like the spirit of Bill Band came in. It was like, you did it. And I've heard that before. Somehow it's in my subconscious now. And that's the thing, is like, it's in my subconscious. I don't even know that I'm doing these things. They had to be reflected to me. And I began to recognize that this is a way that I've subconsciously probably been self-sabotaging most of my experiences through life, either this way or some other way that I haven't yet become conscious of. That I like become critical and dissipate substance. And what kind of experience is that having on my experiences, my relationships, my anything, you know, that I am the one who is creating the type of experiences that I don't want by my own unconscious patterns that I can't even see, that are actually doing the opposite of what I say I want to be doing, which is being a support and building substance and being in a feeling place that's able to like go back and forth, like what was being talked about yesterday morning, and the reciprocity of blessing, where there's a building of substance. You know, I want to be doing that. And I had to like really look at the fact that, wow, I'm doing something unconsciously that's not. And I can't not see that anymore. So what happened? First thing immediately comes up in my mind, my process, my habit, the channel that I've continually tuned into through life, habitually popped up. And it says, yeah, that's who you are. You are a critical, judgmental a-hole, and things are better off without you. And that channel, that tape that's in there began to play. I don't know if you guys have the same one, maybe something different, but that's the one that I've pressed play on many times whenever I feel bad about myself. Better off without you. And so I start to retreat within myself, and I recognized it. I caught it. I saw it happening. And I said, no, I need to tune into something different. I need to connect with a different point so that I can attune to and bring myself up into a new vibration. Because otherwise, I was beginning to identify with that characteristic, some unconscious thing, and making it the fullness of me and then feeling bad about it. So I had to choose, you know. And so I sought for a deeper part of my identity. I know myself in lots of different ways, That's not the fullness of who I am, even if that might be an unconscious way I show up and even like sabotage my own experiences. I am at my very core divine being. I believe that. I know that. I've touched it. I've tasted it. I know the love. I know joy in relationships and experiences. I know my own connection, my own generosity. I know my love for truth and for transformation. And so I don't need to deny this part of myself that I'm recognizing and just kind of like bypass it in some, you know, all is love, all is perfect in me. There's something there that wants to evolve, that wants to come forth and be seen, that wants to be healed and loved and forgiven. And I, as a personality, can't really do it because I'm wrapped up in my personality as that being part of me. I have to seek that space in myself that is the God point, the God center, everything that we've been learning about here, and give that my attention, give that my focus, and begin to attune to that. And it has that I am the spirit within of love has the power, and I can forgive myself because I can have that power of recognizing, owning my own responsibility for that being part of me. And somehow, somewhere along the way, I learned it, I chose it. I don't know, maybe early childhood, something. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that touching into the space of spirit within and attuning to that and letting the transformational work come from the place with which it's born, the seed of love, the truth of being, the presence. So that's what I wanted to share. my understanding of like what attunement means to me, how it lines up with everything else, and some of my own experience of how I'm working it in myself as myself is coming up to be worked. So I'd like to have us move into a space of listening pairs right now. And we're going to discuss, take about 4 minutes apiece, 8 minutes both ways, 4 minutes apiece with the questions of what patterns do you see in yourself that may be sabotaging your experience? And what energies can you tune into to help transmute those patterns? And so those questions will be on the chat. Thank you, Jim. And we'll do 4 minutes apiece in listening pairs.
Welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a lively conversation. I know that my conversation was very lively. As we pause after that to consider, before we go into our next section here, I just want to thank Gary for what you brought, the authentic expression. You know, we're always working with those things. You know, one of the things I love about this, you know, for me recently having attunement more defined as not just an energy medicine practice. What I've noticed in myself over the last months, you know, is a deepening in relationship with myself as far as with my thoughts, just more awareness, more mindfulness happening there. And I really, love that this is, you know, this is part of the attunement practice, is really being conscious of the way we're thinking, tuning in. And what this requires, you know, some of what we were talking about today in one of our sessions, you know, the spirit of the single eyes, being able to see really from this high place, to see ourselves as we're moving through this human experience from a loving, non-judgmental place. to be able to create that space for us allows us to, you know, like what Gary just demonstrated, to be able to be in the middle of your crap, right? And be able to pause and go, wait a minute, I am a choice. I can choose. I don't have to have an attachment to anything. I don't have to shame myself anymore. I don't have to blame anything. I can simply work with this in a conscious way. How powerful is that? And so as we go into the next listening pairs, is to bring in, because I know, like for me too, in these last few months, I mean, with COVID, come on now, being, you know, for those of you who are married, you know, I mean, it's like you're in the space with this person. And so all of the stuff that you got to move through together in that circumstance, it is really helpful to have this place of seeing with compassion, to see myself and my mistakes, the things that I do in error, unconsciously, to see myself with compassion, and for, you know, to hold that space for another, just to be there as well. So as we go into the next piece, this is going to be around what patterns do you see maybe in your relationships? You know, what patterns in relationship do you have with a specific person or with people in general? So to take a look at this, and again, I want to create that space to move into this container from a place of, in the spirit of the single eye, a place of non-judgment, and to be able to just notice, and then we can work with it. So let's go ahead and go into, have Jim put us into listening pairs again. We're going to do the same thing. And what patterns do you see in yourself that may be sabotaging your relationships with others? And what energies can you tune into to help transmute those patterns? So let's go ahead and go into listening pairs.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope that was also a generative conversation or share with another and listening. There does seem to be some correlation between how we relate within ourselves and how we relate with others outside of ourselves. And I just want to open up this space for any shares that want to happen in the whole group. You know, obviously sharing only your own experience, not someone else's, but, you know, open for insights or just whatever feels like it might want to come into the space.
Well, Gary, I would leap right in here because what you have offered here this evening and sees has been a real awakening for me. And I think dependency is one thing that I can kick out into the cold, let it freeze, because even though one has plenty to offer and one knows one has plenty to offer, the feeling that, is this okay? Am I doing this right? The depending on someone else's approval is so damaging to any relationship.
Yeah, and Gary, came to mind very definitely in one of my exchanges, because you substituted for me in the mailroom for about at least 2 weeks recently. And when I would go into the mailroom, when I could struggle to get up there, I would see that things were done in a way that I wouldn't do them at all. I could see things scattered around and things that were perhaps missing, and papers all over the place. And I thought, oh my God, this man is doing work that he's doing it in a way that it's just totally foreign to me. I am so neat. I'm so organized. I am a very detailed person, just like you are in a way too, except I wonder how you miss some of the details in the mailroom. That's what I was wondering. I just had to realize ultimately that we all have our different styles of doing things. And maybe that was the comfortable style for you. And I was just looking forward to the time when I could get back into the mailroom, bring things back into order, and begin to do things my way. This whole comparison of the way we do things, of human personalities, maybe needs to go out the window.
Wow, I'm so honored and amused at the same time, Jerry. That was beautiful. And it's impossible to, in 2 hours, replace the entirety and the beauty of you. I'm glad you're back. Anybody else?
Well, I appreciated particularly all the various feelings and thoughts that Gary opened up in his process, because I knew Gary was taking it from a perspective of his true identity, dealing with these other things that have held him down along the way, and to be honest with it and move through it and look at them and come out in a victorious way. No matter how confusing or how tangled it was, he made it through and was able to talk about it, and rather than feel ashamed and hold it back and keep it in and keep it. So I really honored that. And I would say that in our conversation just now, there was a re-emphasizing something that came this morning about single eye, and that is that when there is that aspect of the mind that's oriented up and you have accuracy of expression, you're very gracious and kind towards other people. You don't blow them away emotionally because you have authority. You bring the presence, and that speaks a lot. Just the atmosphere of presence brings a lot.
I'll just say that I really like Wednesday night services because I just feel so much lighter through this process. And one of my big themes in both groups was that judgment is one of my big pieces, and projecting things, you know, that are going on with me onto other people. And I feel that through the exchanges I had, they just lightened me up so much. And I had so much enjoyment for the other person and was so grateful for them listening to me, you know, hash all this out, that really released a lot of that judgment. I was just in an appreciation mode for the person that I was connecting with. So in a way, the exercise itself released the thing that I feel is my biggest sabotager. So that was really very ingenious exercise in that way.
Beautiful. Thank you, Melissa. Did I cut someone off?
It's Uma. I was just going to share, if we have time, I'll share one quick thing.
Yeah.
I was just surprised in both of my listening pairs how much we had in common in the ways that we sabotage ourselves. It's kind of funny in a way. It's like, you know, your partner sharing, and you're like, oh my God, I got that one too. It's great, you know, though. It allows me, I guess, to be a little bit more lighthearted about it. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. Thank you, Uma. So I wanted to close our time tonight with, it's kind of relating to something I picked up that David was teaching this morning, yesterday morning. We were working, I think it was yesterday, because we were working with blessing in the sphere of community and organization and friendships. And he was revealing a strategy of shifting the attention to a different sphere and then like attuning to that in order to help bring something into the sphere that you're to help lift it up. And so I wanted to play with that tonight with the sphere of ancestors and in the theme of attunement, share the last couple lines from this really beautiful thing I found. It's called the Attunement Practitioner's Code. And it was credited to Yoronda and Roger DeWinton, which is Diana's father. And I don't know the story, but they're both credited as helping create this. And the last two lines just really landed with me. And I think it relates to something that we all face, as well as a reminder of the thing that's most true about each one of us. So even as I recognize that the destructive spirits of shame, fear, hate, and greed bring division between people, so also do I recognize the unifying power of creative spirits. I know that purity of heart removes shame. Love dispels fear. The understanding of truth clears hatred always. And the expression of a generous spirit banishes greed. I welcome these healing qualities into my work. Even as personal purpose cannot be realized except through the fulfillment of the whole, so also are the purposes of the Great Spirit realized through my consistent expression of wholeness. I respect and exemplify the Great One's design in all of my living. In attunement and love. Good night.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Cees. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks,
everyone. Thank you,
Cees. Thank you, Cees and Gary.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Had a wonderful night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Yes. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, and good day to you, Ruth. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Happy New Year,
Layla.
And to you. Oh, Layla. Yes, hello. Linda. Hi. Everyone. Dorian, Orion.